Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hello, hello. It's Kathy Love here. How are you? How are you? I am bringing this conversation to your ears from Stage 4 Melbourne. Whilst I don't live too near the CBD at all, I do live in a beautiful coastal environment, but we are part of Melbourne Metro. So for those of you listening who have been snuggled down in Stage 4 here in Melbourne, my big business love goes out to you. So yet again, 2020 brings us another curved ball across the deck, and I understand the plate juggling and toddler juggling and business juggling and team juggling and all of the other juggling that you do as remarkable allied health business owners is somewhat amplified during these weeks in Melbourne, and then there'll be the weeks later on in the year as well as we stage, fingers crossed, hopefully back out towards our next kind of version of normal. So a little bit of context around that. Now, what I thought I would share in this conversation is a topic that has absolutely been popping up all over the place for the last few weeks. And the end of July, 24th of July, we had our Private Practice Online conference, and we had an absolute ripper of the day. So massive thank you to everyone who participated on the day. And in one of the presentations, the chat box just went orange. It just absolutely went berserk with these just sort of wanting a little bit more information about something that I mentioned. And what I mentioned was team care plans. And what's happened since then is I have been speaking to so many allied health business owners. It's been really cool the last 3 weeks. My goodness, my calendar is absolutely chock-a-block with power calls, and we've got wonderful new clients starting into our mastermind and coaching and boardroom programs into our Advantage membership as well. So, but anyway, I digress. So in my power call conversations, it's come up again. So what's a team care plan? What do they look like? Why do I need one? Where would I even start? So it seems to have kind of pressed a few hot buttons. So I thought I would explain it a little bit more in the podcast so that it can help more of you. And when that happens, you can support even more magnificently your beautiful, beautiful teams. So team care plans. Sounds a little bit like something you'd get from the GP from Medicare, wasn't it? Perhaps didn't name it as well as I could have, but it sits with the concept and the commitment that you have a strategic plan for taking care of your team. Okay, so fair to say there's been a pandemic in 2020, and what we've seen amazing allied health business owners do, we send their workforce, their teams home to work remotely and to serve customers via online therapy. And then depending on the state, you might have come back into the rooms for a bit, and then you had a bit of face-to-face and a bit of telehealth online therapy, and then maybe if you're in Melbourne, you might be kind of back out again, and now you're kind of in stage four lockdown. So pretty fair to say that everybody's personal plans and dreams for 2020 have had a little bit of a dent put in them. Fair to say people's allied health professionals' professional plans and aspirations have taken a bit of a back step. Conferences weren't attended. We haven't been getting on flights to kind of go to workshops. So we sort of feel a little jaded that our professional development may have taken a different turn. For those owning businesses, yeah, a ton of challenges, an absolute ton of challenges. And, you know, maybe some of the things that were in the dream catcher have kind of been swiped sideways and replaced with business continuity plans, COVID plans, all of that. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So, and our, you know, clients as well, they've had all of the above and some. So this idea of caring for your team sits in the, you know, unprecedented word of the year that we have had to date. And I first kind of floated the idea of team togetherness back in March, April, when I started the Business Continuity Club. And that was really to support our current clients to navigate COVID-19. And we also brought in some other wonderful people signing up for that as well. So certainly in that program, I talked about team togetherness and that this sense of teaming and team togetherness and team care is not, it requires so much more than good luck and so much more than I think we'll get through it and I hope they're doing okay and a few little bits and pieces to kind of keep everyone on the right track. Because there is an incredible amount of movement and recruitment and resignations going on at the moment as well. So the team care plan is super important from a team retention point of view as well. So it came out of the business continuity work that I did. It came out of the private practice online conference presentation that I did. And where I want to start with sharing my ideas on developing a team care plan is actually kind of getting in your ear, the ear of the allied health business owner, private practitioner, whatever you call yourself. I hope you call yourself allied health business owner. And it's around the concept of leadership and personal leadership. So before you can lead anybody, you actually need to be able to lead yourself and have that autonomy. And that kind of speaks to a personal development plan and what it is about you that you want to be amplifying or adjusting or improving, where you want to be getting sourcing inspiration and what your own personal development plan is going to look like as well. Because ultimately the business will only be as good as you are, as good as your energy, your mindset, your strategic focus, your ability to make decisions and lead yourself. And then after that is a leadership plan. So I'd love to see a hands up. I know I'm not going to see that, but I would love to, find out from you who has a leadership development plan in place. And I guess this sits on top of a personal development plan. So a leadership plan is about specific training, coaching, work that you're going to be doing to enhance your leadership skills as well. So once again, I didn't want to kind of rush into the team care plans because it actually starts with you, the business owner, first and foremost. So summary to date, team care equals retention. Team care also really supports recruitment and really helps your employer value proposition. However, at the very foundation of a team care plan is a personal development plan and a leadership development plan for your good selves as well. Now, I'm wondering who listening in has a statement about the team vision. It could be a statement that sort of starts with, together we will, or we believe that. Some of those sort of sentence starters are often quite helpful for sculpting the team vision. And I wonder also whether you have a statement of your team culture or your organizational culture and whether you have really identified those values and have really dug into how you as a team individually and collectively will display and live out and demonstrate those values in the course of doing your wonderful, wonderful work together. And I've got to say, this isn't just about therapists. This is also very much about your customer service team and anybody and allied health assistants and whoever else you have in your team as well. So a team vision statement. Have you gone there yet? It's very, very anchoring, very focusing, and a statement of values and a statement of organizational culture is next step. And I guess it's the cup that kind of holds a whole lot of the way that the team operates as well. So what I've kind of got coming up in my thinking are some suggestions of things that might go into the team care strategic plan. It's by no means the be all and end all list, but it's to kind of get your team care plan thinking stimulated a little bit more. So as I sort of mentioned, you know, professional development has kind of taken a little bit of a sideswipe and, sure, there's a ton of stuff online, but I guess a team care plan for the clinicians is very much about fostering their ongoing clinical curiosity, and whether that is online learning, whether that is learning in-house, whether that's peer-to-peer coaching, whether it's peer-to-peer training, whether or not you're bringing in external guest speakers for, you know, episodes of training. I think that is super, super important. And please keep telehealth training, online therapy training on your agenda. It is going to be a thing. It is going to be an ongoing wonderful service offer. So please don't just park it because you can suddenly get back to perhaps a more preferred face-to-face delivery method as well. So to think about what training might look like as a team, so what the sort of training and experiences that the whole team might have to foster clinical curiosity, but to also think about those big items that everybody in the team needs. It could be about customer experience, it could be about customer service, it could be about checking in on quality, consistency and standards, and really kind of focusing everyone back around what you're striving for across the next few months, or in fact the next kind of financial year. Whoops, there goes my notes. My goodness, picking them all up now. The other thing I wanted to add was to be forward planning all of your meetings so that there is some rhythm and that there is some anticipated structure in place. Now more than ever, we kind of need structure and we need some predictability. So to forward book all of your team meetings, to forward book your trainings, to be forward booking your team development days. I'm hoping that some of you have allocated half and full days more often than not across the next 12 months for reconnection, for conversation, for that lovely sense of community and togetherness that has just been a little fractured across this year so well. I work with business owners who have retreats and the team will get away for a couple of days. Once again, maybe not a Victorian thing just yet, but certainly to be forward planning those together events with purpose across the rest of the calendar as well. Another thing to think about around team togetherness is your team care plan is to ensure that you keep that ongoing momentum in regards to completing everybody's appraisals and completing everybody's performance development plans. And making sure that your beautiful teammates know what their professional learning schedule and goals are going to be going forward as well. And I suspect there may need to be a little bit of correction and adjustment given that some learning opportunities may well have changed shape to date in 2020, but to kind of bring in some mini appraisals, some mini reviews, so to freshen it up so that it's made special for everybody in the team, not just clinicians. Your customer service team also need this appraisal and development work done so that everyone has got a little bit of a spring clean, a little bit of a fresh start going forward to pick it up from where it kind of fell off a little and is special for them and they're on their own personal and professional learning trajectory going forward as well. So yeah, I just suspect some of that performance development work may have taken a little bit of a side seat. Totally, totally understandable. Next up is to get you guys thinking about leave and taking a break. Certainly for business owners, I cannot recommend this enough. Please take some long weekends. I suspect the next 6 to 12 months are going to be incredibly complex, and you're going to need to be replenishing your tank constantly so that you are, you know, arriving at work the best possible version of yourself, and you cannot do that on top of what I suspect is quite a depleted energy bank so far as well. So lead by example, book in your micro breaks, book in your long weekends, book in a week off, whatever it is, and start to be encouraging within the context of HR laws, encouraging that your teammates are getting their leave booked in. They may be waiting to be able to have a proper holiday where they pack a bag and get on a plane or drive somewhere. That may not be available for quite some time. So for you to be modeling what a staycation looks like, I know I've talked about this before, lead by example, and making sure that your beautiful team are understanding what a staycation is and that they've got them scheduled. So increasingly businesses are shifting to a four-day week model, which I think is really, really interesting. But by way of team care, it needs really good leadership in the next 6 months for getting people to practice recovery. Okay, and to almost call it that if you're comfortable with it. And I think this gives me a really kind of good segue to come in on, you know, one of the presentations at the Private Practice Online Conference was Jill Crooks, and about mental health and mental wellness across the team and why it's so important to have an EAP, an employee assistance program. And many, many, many of my coaching clients have put that in place, no questions asked. There is anonymous on-demand support for you as and when you need it. And this could be something that you want to consider as part of your strategic team care plan, is to source an EAP. And please don't be shy. If you need to use it, your good selves, please do so. But to have that that service available to teammates, it's just suboptimal for you to be sort of the business counselor and blurring those relationships between counseling and helping and sort of also being the business owner as well. So I really want to get you putting a ring around EAP mental health plan across the team in your thinking as you're kind of listening to this as well. Social calendar, you know, some Australians are a little kind of out there at the moment, and I think this is a really good time to be getting the dates forward planned. And giving events that your team can look forward to, whether they're online, whether they're face to face, it's about having something to look forward to. And you may well be able to collaborate with some of your other colleagues and some of the other businesses that you might know and have a bit of fun there. And once again, it is about community, connection, conversation, collaboration, all of those magical words to be able to bring people in to repair and reconnect all of their professional relationships that just may have been a little stretched in the last few months. So I think that's a really important one to to have done, and not to be a wait and see what people want to do type approach. Book, let them know, take it from there. Does anybody listening have or know, I'm sure a ton of you know what a BHAG is, BHAG, BHAG. It comes from the work of Jim Collins from Good to Great. I'm sure many of you have read that remarkable book. I did a webinar with Jim Collins 2 weeks ago and got to say, had a bit of a fangirl moment through those few hours. That was really, really cool, cool event. Anyway, back we go to the BHAG. Big, hairy, audacious goal. BHAGs are really good for teams. And this is where the team may have a goal that everyone is individually and collectively striving for. So it may be, you'll decide the best goal, but I'll give you some examples of some of the BHAGs that I hear teams striving for. They may be related to the number of impacts or services or hours of therapy that they provide in a month. They may have a goal of 1,000 hours. They may have a goal of 2,000 hours. They may have a goal of 200 hours. But it is something everybody strives for. Knowing that, there is a really cool, perhaps a reward on the other side of it. And that can be defined by them. It may be that they are striving for reducing cancellations. It may be that they're striving for getting 100% of their reports or documents out on time. It's completely up to you. It may be about the number of clients on the wait list that are bought through. Completely up to you. But it's kind of nice, hey? It's kind of nice for everyone to have just a slightly different focus that is very much usually attached to the client outcomes and that everybody is working for as well. So could be an interesting part that you want to add to your team care plan is a little bit of a team building, team focus, team goal kind of a bit to it as well. The other part of our team care plans, I guess, spins back to where we started when we were chatting about the best version of you and your personal development plans and your leadership plans is that sometimes it's not all fun being the business owner. Sometimes you have to have those difficult conversations. So I've actually swapped out the word difficult. I don't think it's a very helpful way of talking about it. What I like to describe those conversations as is necessary conversations. So as the business owner, you may be needing to step in or rather even step up to have and to initiate and to work through some of those necessary conversations with your team members. It may be about their performance. It may be about their participation in the team. It may be about their mental health. But I would really love to encourage you to step into those glittery business leadership, team leadership skills and to step towards those necessary conversations rather than to shy away from them. There is a really good chance that your team is watching you avoid those necessary conversations. They are waiting and watching for you to approach and correct and manage a situation that might be incredibly obvious. Sometimes in business, when you monitor, things go away. Often they don't, and they just change shape and reappear in other places. So I really want to kind of bring that into the team care conversation because there may well be some necessary conversations about wellness and health and energy management and performance and why some leave is really required right now. Whatever it is, you know exactly what those conversations are that I'm talking about. I'm absolutely sure on that. So you may want to develop a little structure about how you approach those conversations, but please step in and please step up and work through those conversations with your teammates as well. And I guess the other part that you might have been thinking that I was going to mention first around team care is gifts. I've got a couple of other things to mention as well. Remind me to mention about recognition and rewards. I'll do that in a tick. I know, career Courier services, Australia Post, flat out, absolutely flat out at the moment. And I'm sure it's all because allied health business owners are continually posting out incredibly generous and heartfelt gifts to their team, particularly here in with therapists and customer service team working remotely yet again. So gifts are part of it, and you know they need to be on your team care plan, but those gifts sort of maybe take changing shape a little as we work our way out of stage four and as we work our way towards a COVID-19 free future in months, maybe years to come. So to think about the role that gifts have and to think about almost your procedures around gifts in terms of frequency and value, think about what you might be doing at the end of the year instead or as well as. So to rather than have a haphazard approach to gifts, because that could be a little bit exhausting, to actually bring it in as a budget line item so that you have a budget per month, per quarter, obviously per year, so that you have some structure around it. And you may even want to be sort of forward thinking about what you may be gifting monthly, quarterly, end of year, start of next year, so that you've got somewhere to kind of store those ideas and that you can actually potentially delegate the gift giving and the gift delivering without having to do all of that yourself. So gifts are super important, but they can also take a ton of time, ton of energy to get them just spot on. Now, this is my last thing. I was going to talk about recognition and rewards. This can also form part of your team care plan and to think about your policies and procedures for recognizing people's performance, therapists and customer service, recognizing people's performance. It may be that they've met targets. There may be that they've gone above and beyond. There may have been remarkable compliments, whatever it is. And rather than it being an ad hoc every so often thing, is to actually bring some structure into it, that there may be sort of monthly recognition done publicly and announced. And increasingly business owners are stepping towards more formal incentive sort of schemes as well. That may be not for you, that's okay as well. But that may also be part of your team care plan as well. So to, you know, what you all know is that every single bit of business is attached and impacted by every other single part of business. So none of this sits in isolation. So it could be that some of these other pieces form part of your team care strategy. And that's exactly where I want to end this conversation, is rather than sort of thinking on a Friday, oh my gosh, my team are amazing, what can I do? Is that you actually have a bit of a superstructure in place and you have a strategic approach to your team care, somewhat documented and kind of ready to go, so that you are not always on the spot trying to think of what's next, trying to think about how to make everybody happy and stay, that you actually have almost a week by week, certainly a month by month strategic approach to caring for your very, very spectacular and remarkable team. So there you go. I hope that has been helpful. There's a ton of little bits and pieces in this conversation. So I hope that there are some good nuggets for you to take home, or better still, take them to work. And key takeaways from my thinking is team care plans are super important. There's a lot of little bits and pieces that make them up, and that it is ideal to have a team care strategy that you are somewhat following, even if you're tweaking it a little bit. But ultimately, your team care plan starts with you. It starts with your own personal development and your leadership planning as well, so that you can lead yourself first and foremost in a spectacular fashion, and then lead your amazing team with you. All right, jumping out of your ears. We'll be talking soon. Have a great day. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.